Okay, welcome everyone. I'd like to call a Finance and Administration Committee meeting to order. Today is Monday, February 27th, 2017, 6:30 p.m. And if I could ask Eric to take the roll, please.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Dwyer.
Here.
Trustee Stankey.
And just let the record reflect that Trustee Stankey is out of the country, and so she will not attend the meeting. Okay. So I guess our first order of business is any public comment. I don't think we have anybody signed up for that. Okay, we'll move on to the next order of business, which is approval of minutes, and we do not have any minutes to approve. We approved them at the last, last minutes were approved at the board meeting last time. So the reason for our meeting tonight is to review staff's recommendation to approve an agreement with BKD LLP for professional auditing services. And basically, Joan Rock, our finance director, will go through the process. We went out to bid, we created a request for proposal for professional auditing services for April 30th, 2017. With options of auditing the four subsequent fiscal years. And she will give us a little breakdown of her process and then the staff's recommendation, then we can have a conversation. Okay. So, floor to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Cheryl really quick go through the RFP process with you and what we did. She was responsible for putting the RFP together and sending it out to the firm, so I wanted her to take that whole piece.
Okay. We sent the auditing services RFP to 8 firms in early January, and we also posted this on the Village website. The firms we sent the proposal to are the 8 firms listed on the memo that returned a proposal, and all of them are involved in the Illinois Government Finance Officers Association. In our proposal for a 5-year engagement, we asked the firms to provide their qualifications and experience, similar engagements, their experience preparing a comprehensive annual financial report, and achieving the GFOA Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting, experience implementing GASB standards, and a statement of its independence from the Village of River Forest. We asked the firms to provide an all-inclusive fee on preparing a comprehensive annual financial report, a single audit for federal grants over $750,000 if required, the State Comptroller's report called the AFR, and TIF compliance reports for Madison Street and North Avenue.
And then we got all the proposals in, and then we sat down and reviewed them, and we put a chart together and all the pricing and the various components to kind of see where they fell out. We reviewed the lower price proposals in more detail. Some of the outliers we didn't spend as much time on. The lowest proposer was Klein Hall. They had very limited municipal experience and actually had listed a couple of villages that we weren't able to determine that they had actually audited. I think their staff that worked for the firm had worked for another firm on an audit there, but Klein Hall itself did not audit, and I actually requested information from the finance director. It was from one of the municipalities they listed, and they do not perform their audit. So I didn't want to select them. So the next lowest firm, as it turns out, was BKD. Now, before BKD proposed, I had recommended to them that they change partners and staff on the engagement. It is a new firm. BKD acquired Wolf & Company, mm-hmm. and when they took over that first year on the audit with BKD, it was like going through an audit with a new firm. Some of the staff on the engagement changed. I think one of the senior or manager on the job, I'm not sure what her title was actually from BKD. They redid all new internal control questionnaires. And they changed a lot of their audit procedures based on BKD's procedures. So it was a fresh look at our financial statements. I also like BKD because they provide a lot of additional services during the year. If we have any questions or anything that comes up during the year, we can call them and count on them to give us a good answer. They also provide e-news letters periodically on GASB pronouncements and how to handle various GASB requirements. They also do webinars that we can watch when we have to implement a new accounting standard, so it's nice and helpful. And I know that they have the knowledge on governmental accounting that we really need.
And you also asked about other firms' experiences with creating the certification statement that you issue that we've won awards on, correct, for the past?
Yes, we asked in the RFP about that, and they did respond with the proposal.
Okay.
So I didn't know when I asked them to, you know, propose with a different partner that they were going to be the lowest, but as it turns out, they were. So.
Damn it.
If we wouldn't be in this predicament if that wasn't the case, but that is the case. They
right.
happen to be the lowest qualified bidder. So I'm not concerned about their independence. I think the, you know, the new partner will have a new fresh set of eyes on it, and I'm just not concerned about their independence anyway, but
and throughout the process, I mean, there's been no question about the independence that's come up or arisen that you have raised an issue, correct?
No, but as Kathy brought up, we could have a policy mm-hmm. requiring rotation or partner rotation. I asked them to rotate partners. They don't have a partner rotation policy that we discussed this
right.
afternoon. But I'm not concerned about that. BKD is a new firm. As I said in my memo, we were with Wolf & Company since 2008. Prior to that was Miller Cooper. So.
And then just a matter of record, too, we have an internal policy that requires us to go out to bid every 5 years, to just take a look at, I mean, obviously pricing, just to make sure that we're in the same vicinity
right.
with what we're required to report and what the pricing comes in at and quality and different types of firms. So that's what prompted this review at this point, because it was the 5-year mark. So
right.
that's what prompted you to go out.
We do not require rotation at
right.
this time. That our policy does not require that.
So I guess that could be something we talk about if we want to maybe look at sometime in the future, or, you know, to look at if we're going to be reviewing our financial policies at some point in the future. Near term, maybe that's something we can look at as a finance committee to determine whether or not that's a policy that we want to put in place, that if we are going to stay with the same auditing firm, that at least the engagement partner should rotate out every 5 years. I know Sarbanes-Oxley requires public companies to have that rotation, but it doesn't apply to government agencies. So, you know, if we wanted to be extra cautious and, you know, forward thinking, I guess we could put that in. I know that you looked at some other municipalities' policies, but it doesn't seem like
there's
that strong evidence, right?
I tried to, you know, I'm trying to Google things today and stuff. I wasn't able to come up with a lot. I can send an inquiry out on IGFOA's website. Of course, you don't always get responses to that, but.
But at this point in time, too, I mean, we do need to make a selection, and we do need to start the process here. I mean, I think we talked about this earlier. Like you were kind of alluding to it, maybe in November or December, this would be a better time for us to discuss something like this. But
yeah, I mean, because we want to sign an engagement letter
correct.
At some point, because
right.
we need to schedule our audit for the upcoming year.
Right.
I mean, we're a little bit late to determine whether or not, you know, we should go out and throw out these bids and come back with something different. But I think,
right.
you know, maybe we have this conversation as far as we just want to make sure that we're getting, you know, going out there, getting some fresh information, and if every 5 years our policy is to go out and rebid this, then, you know, we take a look at whether or not that includes then switching firms. You know, I liked your information that you sent out, that's the GFOA information, and then you also sent out the
AACPA.
Right. I guess at one point, was it 2 years ago, the state was considering legislation to mandate
right.
all these changes, and I don't think anything
no,
happened with that. So
I put that out there because I thought that might have been where all these rumblings came from. But, it also said the firm would have to require partner rotation.
Right. And basically, you know, you can continue with your current auditors. I mean, there's a couple of outs, I guess, is what we want to call it.
Right.
I mean, a couple of exemptions, you know, if you believe that, you know, it's in the best interest of the village to continue with those particular auditors, then there's nothing to prevent you from doing so. There's no requirement that you have to transfer I mean,
Yeah.
transfer the business somewhere.
I mean, I would be happy to put a change to the policy together requiring, you know, I don't know if you want to discuss it in more detail at another meeting. This meeting's kind of short.
Yeah.
If you want to just...
I say we look at that. I say possibly, I mean, we're going to have some other finance committee meetings coming up sometime in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing to consider is if we have some stability right now in an auditing firm that has some institutional knowledge of our village and policies and procedures, you know, if we're going to be switching over personnel at some point in the next couple of years, the continuity would be helpful, I think, so that you're not creating a considerable amount of upheaval for
correct
for everybody. And, you know, maybe at that point after, you know, we settle in with different staff, you know, that's something we should probably take a look at. So that would be my opinion.
Scott Termine is here from
yes.
BKD, and he's wanted to say a few words
okay.
about the firm. If you
yes, can you take the microphone,
yeah.
please? And just state your name for the record so it's on the recording.
So, yes, Scott Termine with
Thanks.
BKD. Thank you for having us. So a couple things that have come up in the dialogue there. Just first of all, in regards to the team rotation, we've certainly identified the new staff that we would be prepared to put on the engagement if the village decides it's best that they would like to see some continuity on that engagement team for the first year. We're certainly able to accommodate that. So ultimately, whatever your needs are, we're prepared to meet. In terms of the policy issues that you were discussing, there is some variation there. Certainly, a number of governments do have mandatory rotation. Some we've seen even recently move away from that. Ultimately, this is something that's been debated very significantly throughout, not only, as you alluded to, with the SOX requirements,
right.
But also even within government. And generally speaking, there just hasn't been that conclusion that the rotation is necessary. There's been a lot of studies that have shown in reality that the partner rotation does serve to accommodate much of the same fresh perspective that you would want. And even some of the studies have shown that the effectiveness is actually greater because you stay with the firm that's got the institutional knowledge.
Right.
You're kind of able to do more of a deeper dive into the audit right off the bat than you would be able to as you go through that rotation cycle and bring in a new firm. So those are some of the things that you can consider. But again, to this point, even in the private company world, that has not trickled down to be mandatory firm rotation,
okay.
Just the partner rotation that you alluded to. So then just to speak to your point regarding the firm merger that we went through. So that was effective in November of 2014.
Right.
So during that process, we really changed completely our audit process right from the beginning, planning stages and our internal control documentation, right on down to the very audit programs that we use to ultimately test your balances. So I can provide as much detail as you would like on some of those changes that we went through. There's a number of other tools that became available to us with the merger. Joan alluded to some of the things that we're able to share with our clients being under the larger firm umbrella, but there's a lot of new technology that we're able to bring into the audit process as well that I think ultimately serves to benefit the effectiveness of the engagement overall. So some of those things were began with your fiscal year 15 audit, and then we'll continue on now. We do, I would point out, to incorporate as part of our ongoing process a unpredictability element to our audit. So every year we're constantly looking for a new angle to work into the village. One of the things we talked to Joan about recently was some requirements for travel expenses, and you're exempt from that as home rule, but those
no,
are the types of things
we're non-home rule. So
oh that I'm sorry yes so that is one of the things that we
okay.
would look at in your situation, just to make sure that those things are being addressed as they come about. So with that, then, if there's any other questions I can specifically address for you, I'd be happy to cover those. But just in terms of the rotation, I think hopefully that addresses some of the concerns that you've been considering. As Joan alluded to, there's, you know, through GFOA, you can probably get some policies on,
right.
on the ones that are out there, but the Members Exchange that Joan probably is very familiar with is always a good place to at least start to get some of those.
I mean,
so
might
like
be beneficial.
Like 10 people active on it, though. So, Tom,
do you have a comment?
Yeah. I think there's more benefit in the familiarity than there's a detriment to it. Like I said, we haven't had any cause for alarm. I do think the familiarity is actually better for the village at this point. We'll continue to obviously be vigilant of everything that's going on, but to the point, I think you guys have serviced us well, so I don't see a need for abrupt change at this point.
And the research shows, you know, a lot of times if you are doing the firm rotation, I mean, it causes all sorts of restatement issues and, you know, things that can actually take more time and cost to getting those issues resolved. And so, you know, what's the balance of what you're looking for? I mean, I know when you came in after you purchased Wolf & Company, you know, there were some internal control recommendations that you made of typical little, you know, segregation of duty types of things. So you did come in and take a look at things that, you know, you recommended that we change, which we implemented. So that, you know, that was 2 years ago. So that, to me, signifies that, you know, you were looking at things from a different perspective. So
yeah, and I'm sure if it were up to Jody and John, I told Joan, I'm sure they'd love to stay on the engagement forever, but we realize that that's a concern for our clients. So to the extent that it hasn't trickled down as a mandatory requirement within government, we're able to accommodate all.
But Joan, you're saying this is a discussion, it's not a concern, correct? This is just purely a discussion because there is no concern about
correct. I don't have a concern. I'm based on the email that, you know, came out of her expressed concern, I just thought it was something we should discuss. I want to make sure you don't have any concerns.
No. So we don't have
my
any concerns.
My feelings won't be hurt if you want to change auditors, but...
Well, at this point, I'm not sure what compelling evidence we have to make that change at this point.
I think they're the best, the qualified, lowest qualified bidder, I mean, based on what we were presented with.
Okay, so I guess my recommendation would be that we maybe sometime in the future take a look at our policy and maybe we can get some background information on what other...
See if I can get some more
right.
sample policies.
And we take a look at that.
An AICPA article is a good one.
Right, that is a good one. And that we, you know, at least for the short next few years, you know, obviously this is an annual year-by-year engagement, so it's not like you're locked into a five-year contract. You know, we like the pricing out for 5 years, but if there was ever any issues, you know, you can change your engagement next year. So I guess that's a good positive thing for us. I think it was just more important for us to have a transparent conversation about, you know, making sure that we're looking at all avenues and making sure that we are following through on independence and that we're getting the best possible service. So I think from the rotation standpoint of the engagement partner, there's really not a downside for us to do that. I think it's actually a good thing so that we're actually demonstrating that we're interested in that fresh perspective. So
I also requested that they change the staff too, so it's
right.
a completely fresh perspective. So John will not be on the audit
right.
anymore.
And Jody will miss us, but you can come back and have lunch, or maybe not.
I just want to say thank you for these years of working on the engagement. Really works. Enjoyed working with Joan and her team. Certainly meeting with all of you on occasion. Very important client to our firm, and I think that really reflects in our price that we gave you as well. But I'm certainly meeting with very capable hands with Scott.
Thank you, and we appreciate your service. So I guess we need to make a recommendation to the board this evening. So can I call for a motion from you, Mr.
Yes,
Trustee
I'd like to
Dwyer.
Make a motion to approve to waive formal bidding and award contract to BKD LLP for professional auditing services in the amount of $32,750.
And that will be a recommendation to the board?
Correct.
Okay. And I will second that. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
So we will take this to the board. And if they have any other additional questions, will you stay for the next meeting?
Yes, absolutely.
And I guess, is that the only
it's the only
business that we
item.
Have? On? Okay. So with that, then, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Thank you.